Evangelism. Full of souls. My friend began on a very strong basis when he began to speak about it for us to win souls. Whether you like it or not, you are in the kingdom today because somebody has prayed for you to be born again. Nobody gets born again from his mother womb. No. No. There must be a time in your life when you realize that you are walking upon the wrong pathway and not the desire to walk with God. And until a man begins to walk with God, his life upon the face of the earth is of time. The same way that God used somebody to win you to righteousness, you also have to be able to win others to righteousness. You don't have to be an evangelist. You don't have to be a pastor, a prophet. No, you just have to know the Lord. The way the kingdom is that you cannot love the Lord so much for that long, and your generation and your environment will not know. One day they betray you in the office when they want to steal money. You say, no, we don't do like that. They know you're a Christian. You just did evangelism there. Because if you know the Lord very well, there are times the Lord will convince you. So when the lady come and say, can you just sleep with me? You say, no, we don't do it. At that moment, you didn't even preach to her, but you just say something that made her know that this is a Christian. The origin of Christianity was a lifestyle that men live. It was not a title. The lifestyle was what defined us as Christians. It's a lifestyle of evangelism, the lifestyle that represents Jesus Christ. Because in evangelism, what we serve is Jesus Christ. The book of Matthew 28:18, he said, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in the earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the world. We are actually commanded to be witnesses of the Lord. We are commanded to go out. Many souls are perishing in this kingdom. Many are going to hell, many even from churches. That is why God needs us to go out to salvage them. The devil does not beat men, the devil always destroys men. And that is why we must be able to ensure that we are part of the empire that God is going to be using to salvage the nation. You will be deceiving yourself that in Abuja we are many Christians. No, there are many kind of people. If you take out time to take the census and find out how many people don't go to church, how many go to church and yet they are not born again. Jesus Christ came to the temple and began to wipe people out and let them understand how much that the house of God was supposed to be the house of prayer, but they have turned it to a marketplace. That means they need to be born again in church. What we call the good news is what we take to people when we go out. And the good news of the gospel seems to be many things to many people. Many more times when we go out for evangelism, the goal, first of all, is to serve the good news that Jesus Christ came and died for them and resurrected for them, and now their sins are forgiven. Most importantly, they have the promise of eternal life. But also, the good news of the kingdom is miracle, signs, and wonders. How that to the blind he sees, to the deaf he hears, to the crippled that he walks, to the sick that he is healed, to the oppressed that he is delivered, to the poor that is empowered to actually prosper, to the dead that he lives again. Anyhow we do it, we must have to be able to ensure that Christ Jesus is served. There are people that are born again, but they need to grow spiritually. When you administer Christ to them, what do you do? You also serve them the good news. There are people that don't need any healing, they don't need any miracle, they're not crippled, but they still need the good news of the gospel for them to survive daily. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But in the book of Jude, the Bible says faith is built by prayer. So faith comes when you hear. The hearing initiates a prayer model in you to make you pray so that your faith can be built. The Bible speaks in the book of Proverbs 11:30. It says the fruit of righteousness is the tree of life, and he that winneth a soul is wise. I always ask myself, when was the last time I win a soul for the kingdom? The Bible says angels rejoice in heaven when a soul is won. Do you know people can fall under that anointing and still not be born again? Do you realize that? Do you know that? I don't know about you, but I have fallen under that anointing several times and I turn back to my smoking and drinking. I realize that that doesn't change man. It has nothing to do with whether you receive an impartation. No. There are people that have never fallen under the anointing, and yet today they are powerful in God. You must understand that a lot of time we must not only focus on the cliche, focus on salvaging the souls of men. When was the last time you told somebody about Jesus Christ and win the person genuinely and convict the person of the immoral life is living? Today people are in choir and yet they are not born again. People are in prayer department and yet they are not born again. They are born again in their mouth, but in their heart they are far from God. Because the Bible says, with the heart a man believes, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Many have confessed with their mouth and they don't believe in their heart. That is why we still need to go out again and get people born again. And every day we have to be able to ensure in church to check ourselves to see whether we are seeing the faith. It is easy for a believer not to go out for evangelism. The business of the kingdom is the business of souls. There are many people within this region that still need to come to church. How would they know about church except somebody go to talk to them about church? How would they know about Jesus except somebody go talk to them about Jesus? That is why I say only wise men in this kingdom win souls. Fools don't even make an attempt. Men who don't even care. And that is why I believe that every irresponsible Christian is a Christian that does not win anybody to righteousness. It doesn't cost you any to talk to somebody about Jesus Christ. And the beautiful thing about this is that anytime you begin to talk to them about Jesus Christ, they will repent naturally. Because Christ has come to repair the lives of men from death. Every genuine ministry that wants to thrive must be a ministry that focuses after the souls of men. Every ministry has to begin with prayers. Then they thrive with evangelism. Then they keep the people with the word of God. Prophecy comes momentarily. You get what I'm saying now? The things that build men is the word of God. The prophetic activity. But the word of God is the structure that builds men. If you want to build a ministry that God will be glorified, it's a ministry that reach out to the souls of people. How much of your resources is committed to kingdom advancement? There are people that may never be able to go out to do evangelism, but their money can go. Some their cars can go. Somebody may not be able to know how to give money, but he can play keyboard. So when we come, we go for an evangelism mission, he can play the keyboard. As he's ministering from the keyboard and you are hearing the word, to him is evangelism. He's evangelizing to you. He's a messenger carrying it. As I'm preaching the gospel right now to you, I am actually doing evangelism. Do you realize that? The same way you are supposed to be activated to do the work of the ministry. Do you realize that now? The apostles, the prophets, the teachers, they don't have to go and carry one big, you know, people think evangelism is when you carry, you set up a committee and go out for evangelical mission. No. Your daily living is evangelism. From your office, to the way you relate to people, to the way you preach. Have you seen people that say they will never come to church again because of the way somebody talked to them? That means the person did not evangelize well to them. Because evangelism is you representing God in a system. Just that the ministry, the church system seems to be the pivotal one. So most time we want to come and do a crusade with the church. These days, I don't want to talk so anyway. I was at Reabonke final crusade. Reabonke give millions, if not close to billions, so that we can gather people. People gather. The bishops need those millions. The money that was supposed to be used to salvage the entire Agboros in Lagos enter the pocket of bishops to build more cathedrals. The source of men was not in view. It was money that was in view. Any believer that loves money more than the source of man will decide to pull upon the source of man just to get money. That is why there is someone that do not care. He will professor lying to you. He will professor thief to you. The person may not have 100,000. He said, bring 100,000. If not, you will go to hell. And you don't want to go to hell. You will bring 100,000. You will even borrow. But the person that is after the kingdom, if he says bring 100,000, so that they can advance the cause of the gospel, not to feed his big stomach. That is why there is some fat tummy that can never go. Because it's the money of people's problem. We are supposed to spread all we have. to ensure that souls are brought to the kingdom. We should not rejoice in our 10,000 capacity, 1 million capacity, 2 million capacity. We are filled. Prophet, take your census. How many people are in Abuja? Just give me an estimate. But Apostle said 20 million. Prophet also said 3 million. Let's say 3.2 million people in Abuja. Out of 3.2 million people in Abuja, the best church in Abuja, let's say the best church, gather 500,000 people in one place. Have we failed or have we succeeded? Lagos has more than 220 million people. The best church in Lagos cannot boast of a tithe of that number. We cannot boast that we are able to have Christians that know the Lord up to 2 million in Lagos. If not, some of us will not be needed in Lagos all the time. Can we leave our phone on the street of Lagos and come back finally tomorrow? In your church, prophet, can I leave my phone here? And be sure that when I come back tomorrow, all of you are born again and you are in the spirit. The phone will not go. You will not know that we need evangelism again. People need to know the Lord. But let us not rejoice that we are too many in the church. Look outside, you are filled. There are too many people that don't know the Lord. Too many. So the matter, the amount of money we have, we should reach out to ensure that we salvage those people. Because daily they are dying and they are going to hell. And with the availability of people lies your greatness. No matter how anointed you are, there is an audience you may never be able to reach. Somebody will be able to reach them. If you can trust God for grace, for God to empower you, in that religion you can gather 1 million people. Anytime I walk through, as we are coming in the traffic, I saw too many people. I said, these people are more than the members of any church in Abuja. Look at the way they are so much in traffic. And yet pastors are fighting themselves. When we should go out for evangelism. When we should go out and reach out to souls. The flourishing of another church is not your enemy. No. The believers are too many. Unbelievers are too many. Today, what we do is not evangelism. Is church migrating. Believers move from one church to the another. So we say we are increasing. When was the last time a Muslim gave his life to Christ in your church? Do you know what it means to convert a Muslim? All through my journey, I have converted some Muslims. But I'm telling you, they are not much. I can count them. What about atheists? People that don't believe in Islam or believe in anything. Those are the ones you call no souls. There is a great need for us to say reach out to souls. Let us not rejoice that we are many in church. No, no. That is why you that are in church today must be strengthened. You must be strong. Stop backsliding. You are making the work hard for us. Many more times I get angry when I see testimonies from people that have been following them for more than 5 years. And that is telling me that they are finding the heart to survive in God. They are the ones doing more carnal things than Muslims. And I wonder, is there hope for these ones? When you are supposed to be the one we should send. Jesus Christ turned the apostle for 3.5 years and he began to send up evangelism. If we send some of you today, you will lose your soul. A lady went out for evangelism. A man said the only way he can give his life to Christ is for her to allow him to sleep with her. And when he sleeps with her, he will be born again. And the lady, without consulting her pastor, she was too passionate for soul winning. I'm telling this story because many of you have followed people to save people and you end up killing yourself. Many of you have went to some mission in me, your zealousness. I know guys that went out for evangelism, they didn't come back again. They car, some assault with them like this. And they died. This thing is a thing of war. Before you go out for evangelism, pray for like 10 hours. If not, the soul will not be won. Evangelism moved by power. It moved by fire. When you open your mouth to speak, something burns in your heart. There are times when I go out for evangelism, I come close to sin and they begin to confess their sins. They begin to confess on their own because a fire was burning around me. Anytime I go out to the field, I go with prayer. While I was doing NYC, while I went for service, I went praying every day. Anybody that come around me begin to confess their sins. Why? It was because I was praying continually. There's a way that an atmosphere of the presence and the power of God convince other people. But when it doesn't, when you go out for battle, you die, you go to hell, you go to these are not the things you should say. When you stand by them, God give you all utterance on what to say. Many of you have tried zealously and go with zeal without knowledge, or without the fire of God and the power of God, and you end up losing your soul. Like that lady, she didn't consult her pastor, maybe she was not taught well, and she decided to allow the man. The man slept with her, and she now leads him to Christ. The question that was asked was simple: did the man genuinely get born again? Right? The truth is this: with the heart a man believe, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If the man truly believe with his mouth, with his heart, and he pray with his mouth, he is born again. But she used her own salvation. She used her own to redeem him. At that moment, what she needed was not to succumb to him, was to engage the realm of power. He will not even have the mouth to open his mouth. He will begin to weep and cry. God will give her utterance on just one thing to say, and he will begin to cry. She thought she can win him by her own carnal parameters, by her own carnal inclinations. Your argument does not win souls. You end up arguing from today to next tomorrow to next tomorrow. When God pickings you, you will speak one word and they will cry. Evangelism is done by fire, it's done by power. It's a hard thing for you to lead a man unto Christ. That's one of the things that all of us must do. There are many of you today that are too close to many guys that are not born again. Many of you are even planning to marry them. Your soul is about to go. Your soul will go. Your destiny will go. It's not a prophecy. It will happen. It's just a matter of when. We will change you. You are not the Holy Spirit, please. The way you change a man is with your knees. A man cannot be changed by talking. What's the last time you talk to your husband and hear you? Go and pray. When you open your mouth, he will beg you. There are many of you that are following many ladies. You have followed them to your grave. Many years ago, in Zaria, I pressed to know a lady. I followed this lady. There is a passion I have. Nobody reached to this kind of point in God without loving people genuinely. I was so desperate. I was following this lady everywhere just to get her born again. I would go again and again and again. It went to worse. I was following her to watch football. I will go to football club when we are done. I'm not starting to talk about Jesus Christ again. So don't worry, tomorrow I will listen to you. I've only announced tomorrow, and not forever. Until one day I went and forget my Bible there. The other one I was following her every day. Until one day, she tried to let me know that no matter how I do, I cannot change her. That actually in their kingdom, they have a special plan for me. That the way I know God very well at this, and the way she knows the devil very well, that I am actually a mission for her. I say you two are a mission for me. But she says she's not willing to lose this mission. I say you two are not willing to lose this mission. She said the way I am like this, in their kingdom, they decide that we should come and unite. That they wanted to actually make me sleep with her, then they will use the child for a sacrifice, then they will promote her. And with that, I will go down. That was when I packed everything that concerned me and I ran away. I realized it's not everybody you can save. Never try to do for people what only God can do for them. Your argument will never win a soul. It will require the power of God and the convincing strength of God to win the soul. That is why many more times you come out to give your life to. I have come out almost 10 times. When the pastor preached very well, I come out, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I will go back tomorrow and continue what I'm doing. I come out again, one preacher will preach, I'll come and cry again. I'll go back again. I'll cry again, I'll go back again. But one day the power of God rested upon me. And I knew that the difference between all those other ministers that really led me to Christ was that this one did not give me fire. There are people in your life today, I know, you are a Christian on fire for God. They are not on fire for God. Please, if you try your best, let them go. So that you don't end up losing your own soul. Let them go for them. And let me say this to ministers. There are some ladies you can never change. Don't try to be the host. If I run away, please run. Well, one thing about women is that there is a point to come, you have a soft spot for them. Soft spot. Ladies, we can have soft spot for you. And I cannot rebuke you again. It's a very dangerous place to be. Don't love your wife so much that you cannot rebuke her. Rebuke her when she's wrong. That is how many great men fall. I'm telling you. I was in the hotel. A lady was forcing herself to enter just because she wanted to see me. My sister pushed her out. And I was happy. So let me tell you, don't in a bid to save somebody, you end up losing your own soul. Because the person that brings you down will go up. I told you, people go down so that others can go up. The devil is after our soul. We must be able to save soul but preserve our own. Yes, it's your job description to go out for evangelism. But ensure you are put up in fire. A lady that does not have fire cannot follow another guy. A guy that is not for another lady. After evangelism, ensure that you carry the fire of God. Let the fire of God burn upon your head very well. Even with the fire, sometimes it's not easy. Talk more without fire. So myself. That is how many of you today your strength in God has gone. Ensure that part of what you do is evangelism. But I close with this. Many people know evangelism to be going out. The strongest way to win a soul is on your knees. This one I know is fail proof. Many of us, the reason why we came again was because our mother prayed for us. The reason why people backslide again and again is because nobody is praying for them. If this guy is wayward and you want to change him, you may not even talk to him at all. Propose in your heart. Every day we will pray 30 minutes for him and intercede for him. One day Jesus Christ will appear to him. And he will be born again that day. There are people you must have talking with again and again. My friend in Zaria, there was a time. HOD. There was a guy, I think you talked to him. To get born again, the guy said, looking at you. He said, him, he want to be so bad. Live a very carnal life, sleep with all the ladies, steal their own money, so that later he can even repent and become an apostle. He doesn't want to get born again now, and later now, not backslide again. No. See, there are some of his friends that are, they are born again, but they are still doing bad things. So he will want to do all the bad things. Oh, he will now repent later and even be a pastor. That boy has not had an encounter. If he has an encounter, he won't be saying all of this rubbish. One of the easiest ways to get people born again is to go down your knees and continue to pray for them. The strongest way to preserve souls is to engage them in prayer. Anytime you continually pray for a soul, it will never perish. Never perish. You say, Peter, Peter, the devil desire to sweep you like a weed. It is the devil desire that you are backslide, that you should backslide. You say, but I pray for you. That your faith will not fail. And when you are strengthened, you should strengthen. There is no amount of evangelism that you have ever been able to preserve it. was the prayer of Jesus. It was the prayer of Jesus.
Say, my little children, upon whom I travail,
from birth to now, that Christ perform in thee.
That's a travailing prayer that keeps us. Many believers you see today, they are not preserved because somebody did evangelism. No, they are preserved because men are praying for them. I was a smoker at a drunkard, moving from one prostitute house to another prostitute house. I was like the woman of Samaria.
In other words, I have seven wives. She has seven husbands. And the one I was with, I was not also planning to marry her. So we are the same.
Why Jesus Christ came?
He came because somebody prayed.
Anytime you see somebody get born again, because somebody has prayed for him. Not because an evangelist came, no.
There are times you can do a crusade, people will not even come at all. Do you realize that? People that are supposed to come at the board again, they will come smoking at the end of the crusade.
The ones you pray for, they will come and cry and lie down here.
Prayer brings more people to Christ than every of your preaching can ever do. Before you go out for any evangelism, organize like 10 hours prayers. When you are done, go out. Anybody you see on the street, say, hey, I want to be born again. I want to be born again. I want to be born again. But when you come, you are arguing and talking and talking. You are wasting your time. There's nothing they have not had before. While I was a cardinal, when you tell me I'm going to hell, I say, and so what? Can you tell me something again? Is it not hell? Do you know how long I'm really hell? Another believer does not know what hell is. All these Canadians don't know it.
When Jesus Christ appeared to me,
he told me I will go to hell. I said, and so what?
Jesus.
Because what he appeared to me, he said, he has come to answer the prayer. A weeping and a groaning woman. Because my mom was praying for me every day. She carried my name and take to every prayer house and attached with a seed. Say, pray for my son. Say, she has never given birth to a wayward child like me. Say, her womb didn't give birth to this one. Now, while she was pregnant with me, this was her dreams, this was her visions. But here I was, smoking madagas who could die, solution, petrol, elbow, everything. I didn't even know how I became like that. It was because prayer was not in view. And many times it was because of the influence of friends. The first time I sleep with a prostitute was my friend that prayed for it. So that's what makes you a good boy.
That's how many of you, the first time you take alcohol, somebody buy it for you.
Use your virginity because of blackberry. Now your life is whiteberry and blueberry and strawberry and chewberry. And there's iPhone now. I don't know what you will lose again. You lose your head.
That's how the good people let them.
My life was so demonized. I couldn't help myself.
Every day at a particular time, I begin to feel certain kind of influence of spirit. I must find something to smoke. I must find something to drink. I will look for a petrol. I will look for something. Spirit influence you.
I was addicted to this. I could never imagine. And the problem is the redemption looks very far. You can never think of salvation.
Every preacher talks in stories. Because I come to church, I still have to smoke outside and come inside again.
Because they are talking stories.
Come tonight with you.
At the back, I was cornering a lady. The fire of God didn't hit me. The thunder of God didn't hit me.
Nothing hit me.
Because the church has no fire. The pastor themselves are sinners and carnal men. How can they get disobedient when their obedience is not complete? So when I'm done smoking,
we are in the spirit. We are doing at least. They are saying these guys are dancing well. They don't know we are high under something.
And the pastor could not discern that there is darkness and carnality inside of us. Because the pastor is not a man of prayer.
I was going to church every day, giving up tithe,
and the church was happy. As long as my soul was not redeemed, they don't care. My mother said no.
My mother continued to pray. Any house of prayer, she go there, she give my name, give them seed. If you see any guy that can pray, she'll give my name. Give the guy a seat.
When I was lying down, Jesus appeared to me. He said, I've come to answer the prayer of a groaning and a weeping mother. I said, why?
He said, I have called you. I said, when? He said, I have called you to be my umpire, to be my voice. I said, I'm not interested. I said, last time I told you, look at the life of pastors. Pastors suffer, pastor this, pastor that. He said, yes, and you will also suffer. I said, not me. I said, I like the way my life is. He said, you will die and go to hell. I said, is it not hell? I will not be alone. He said, I does not know hell. I said, I know. He just held my hand and took me to hell. While I came back, I went down on my knees to be born again. Because while I went to hell, I saw the things my mouth cannot say. I had an experience that no any evangelist has ever preached to me. Maria Woodward, if I was known to be a woman, that when we are praying and meeting, nobody will tell you to be born again. She don't give those time. As you are in the meeting, there's a cloud of glory. She's a woman of prayer and process. You begin to be caught up in trance, having encounters, caught up to hell, caught up to heaven. You yourself will come and lie down here. Because in the meeting, people are caught up to heaven. They will go to hell. When they come back, they will come to be born again. They will go to heaven. When they come back, they will come and be crying for the Lord. Not this one that will tell you, come and give your life to Christ, you will meet Jesus in the next 10 years. No, they encountered Jesus that day. When Jesus appeared to me that day, he gave me the experience of hell, gave me the experience of heaven. I knelt down. I asked only one thing, to take away every addiction in me and strengthen me all the time. He said, no problem. He stretched out his hand towards me. Light enters me. It was like though I was fried again and I began to live again. While I woke up, I took cigarette to smoke. I could not smoke again. I took the alcohol to drink. I could not drink again. All my friends that I know could no longer be my friends. Anytime I come close to them, I feel irritated. I feel irritated. I don't know how you are born again and you still maintain your own friends. I don't even know how you do it. I deleted many things on my face. I used to put Tupac. These are my role model. Tupac Shakur, Akon. I was going and deleting them again and again. I deleted my secular songs. I began to... Everything that used to be nice to me was no longer nice again. My talk changed. Everything about me began to change. Why? An encounter. Evangelism is to bring men to an experience, an encounter of the Christ. First of all, go down on your knees. When you pray for the souls, you preserve the souls. So that when you speak few words, but carry weight. And when you don't pray for them, you'll be arguing with your uncle, arguing with your brother, arguing with your husband for the past 30 years. You will never be born again. Because your voice does not carry strength in God. If you pray for it one day, your husband will be sleeping, he'll be caught up to hell. He will come and say, sweetheart, please, when is that church service again? He will follow you and come. Lastly, while we are in secondary school, I was not really a serious Christian nonetheless, but I still maintain my morning devotion. How many of you come from homes that you are forced to do morning devotion every morning? Whether you like it or not, yes, that thing is good. So even with my smoking and drinking, I still go for morning devotion. I go for morning devotion, I say, guy, he will never go. His father is a reverend. And that's how this guy, one day, at night, the Lord encountered him by sending him pestilence and allowing the morning spirit to oppress him. Our morning devotion is to be at 4 o'clock in the boarding school. At 3 o'clock, he was sleeping. A demon came to oppress him. The demon was pressing him. He was about to die. He was fighting. He was eating everywhere. He was eating everywhere. He was eating everywhere. When he arose up and he began to pray, he said, hey, oh, you children of God, stand up. Stand up, oh. Stand up and pray. Stand up and pray. There is demon here. There is demon. Oh, God, you only do no demon. He said, stand up, oh. He began to wake everybody in the dormitory to stand up and go for money. He said, time never reached. Time never reached. He had an encounter. He was the one that was first in the room, and his eyes was not this. He was like this. He was hearing, because that day he had an encounter. Demons became real. Many of you don't want to see God today. God will let certain darkness befall you. You will look for God with tears. You wait people say, when are we going for that prayer meeting? Let's go. We will come here. After this, I will go for another place. We'll another place. When you see people going for one prayer meeting, you have a problem. And when you stop, after the problem is solved, the problem will come back again. The way you do is to maintain the life of prayer. Then you will live your life of victory. When you ask him what happened, he said he had an encounter he saw in the tree in the middle of a hostel. Somebody, the tree opened. spirit enter inside and the spirit come out. The time you need to share encounter with you, how possible?
Please maintain a life of prayer. Pray for yourself, then pray for others. If you refuse to pray right now, God will ensure that He brings you to a place where He humbles you to pray. He will allow the strength of the devil to befall you heavily. No man boasts in his strength. All of us boast in how much God can help us. And that is why we must continually seek the Lord on a daily basis. Evangelism is not only for others, it's also for you. Ensure that you keep your soul alive. If your soul is not saved, you cannot save another. Even if you save another, it's a challenge for you to lose your own. There are people that today don't care. They have lost their soul just to gain the pleasure of life. But it's going to cost them barely tomorrow. Ladies, please, let no price be high enough to buy you. No. Do you know that what makes certain things priceless is because of the value attached to it? You can become so scarce a commodity. Don't be too cheap. No man wants to marry a cheap lady. I realized a long time ago, a lady you always sleep with, you will never marry her. I'm telling you. A lady that look too common, you will never. It's just the truth. Don't bring yourself too common. Never. Many of you are in the place where you need the Lord to help you. You need to be born again. Why? Because of a guy. No. Let it perish. Let it perish. See, whatever God cannot give you, no man can give it to you. If a man give it to you, he can't preserve it. God will take it away. At the tail end, you discover you lose twice. I know a woman that had to give her body for a job. Later on, the boss died. And now the other person drives away. Heard of the story? So we must be careful. Your strength and your stronghold is the Lord. Anything you desire, ask the Lord. Stick unto the Lord. Pray in keeping to it. And keep your soul. Because the battle is the battle of souls. The goal is to ensure that your soul is preserved. Everything we do in this church is to ensure that your soul is preserved. At the point, and all of us appear in heaven. If you get the car, get the house, become a billionaire, and in heaven, you are not in the record, we still miss. We still deceive you. I know we want to have members, that's good. But can all our members be members in heaven? Because we are filled. In heaven, there is no denomination. We are all saints. Are we sure that if Jesus comes today, you will be together with us? Because the day you miss hell, the minute you miss heaven, you will never miss hell. Everybody in hell today are born again, just that they are born again at the wrong time. You can make your way right with the Lord. You don't need a special evangelist. Be the evangelist of your life. Check your life again. I repent every day. The last time I came here, I told you it's warfare. I'm bruised several times. The lady came to challenge us. That's how it happened everywhere I go to. Because this life is warfare. I repent every day so that peradventure I beat anything I don't even know. I come into righteousness. Now is a good time for you to repent. Don't stay in that your self-righteousness. I am the righteousness of Christ Jesus. That's good. But you know you just masturbated last night. You know you just watched pornography last night. You know you just lied last night. You know you just stole somebody for last night. Yeah, righteousness of Christ Jesus. Forget about that thing. Repent and the Lord will help you. Please have people become casualty of warfare. Because when the devil come in check, what are the areas of your stupidity you refuse to repent about? Moses, you strike the rock. They say, speak. Why not just repent immediately? Why did you wait for the Lord to appear to you and say you have done something wrong? Anytime you fall short of the glory, come back to the throne of grace and obtain mercy. That's the way to evangelize to yourself. It's the way of buying yourself back to righteousness. Because you cannot save others if your soul is not saved. Unless you want to do hypocrisy. I would have never heard this microphone if I'm living a wrong life. If I was never truly, genuinely born again, what business would I have in your microphone? Coming to light people, telling me to be holy, while I'm a carnal man. Telling me to be human righteous, while I'm not human righteous. It's the hypocrisy you have to do in the body of Christ. And that's why people have been under me for a long time and their life has never changed. Because their pastors are liars. Many members cannot go spiritually because their pastors don't go.
they are a reflector of the spiritual growth of their pastors. And that's why until you leave the church, you remain the way you are. Because nobody can do better than his master. Except the master authorizes to go higher. And many pastors will tell you, don't listen to this man. Don't go here, don't go here. And they leave you in their realm of carnality. He said, masturbate you two are masturbating. He lost you two, you are lost. He follow him, you two are following him. He lied, you two are lying. Because he prayed for you, releasing the same impartation upon you every day. The pastor does not pray. How can you pray? Every church that the pastor don't pray, them two can never pray. Except they go to do part-time, or borrow political side or elective courses in another church. Learn to courses. You know your life requires prayer. Every night you are facing warfare. In your church, they are shouting, I'm victorious in Jesus Christ. And team me for a prayer meeting and go. If not, they will die cheaply. Many members today sneak out, sneak. When their pastor alone, they sneak to go for prayer meetings. And the pastor is demonized. Pastor wife is oppressed. Every night she's crying. Do you know that person? The man cannot pray. And he's a pastor. And it's a shameful thing for him to go to for deliverance. My friend is here. Apostle. Apostle took a laptop of a pastor. A pastor with a big ministry. Should I mention a place? In Zaria. Very respected pastor. When he took his laptop, opened the laptop, saw a lot of, saw a file with so much pornography, so many. And that's a pastor that you follow. He's a role model, he's a life coach, he's a spiritual father, he's a mentor. What will he teach them? The Bible says, whosoever spirit you submit to, the same will become. When you come under people's influences, when you submit to them, you come under their spirit. Everything they are, you become times two. When you confront him, but then what are you doing with all of this? Say, I am studying so that I can preach about it. How can you have gigabyte gifts of adult pornography movies and you are watching them and you are studying it to preach it in the church? Which part of the curriculum of Christianity, of church growth, or of the establishment of the souls of men that have to do with that? Young man, you are satisfying your lust and your carnality. You are tempted according to the area of your lust. This is how pastors are today. Pastor that is following the band, whiskey, or lamine. These are his role model. Football has become his God. And you want to grow spiritually. He doesn't know the Bible. A pastor that cannot pray for 30 minutes, and you are under him. How can your soul be preserved? The battle is the battle of souls. The devil is after to kill, to steal, and destroy. He will destroy your soul, he will kill your soul. Many of you will remain the way your ministers are. That is why many orthodox churches today don't grow. Why? The reverence and the pastors are carnal. And you will remain the way they are. And they will teach you dishonor to the body of Christ. Insult ministers, insult people that are supposed to bless you. And you will never be blessed. Never. And many people become casualty of warfare. And a church every week they go and dedicate and do burial ceremony every week. And they didn't see the need to rise and pray for just 1 month. Can you rise on our feet as we pray? The battle is the battle of souls. Preserve your own first, then preserve others. The focus is not to gather members. More members is more prayers. More members is more responsibility. To him who much is given, much more is required. You are father in the Lord. You have to be a father in the Lord. You have 1,000 children. Can you preserve their soul? You want to mentor many people? No. Can you preserve them? That is after them. Every children is still them and destroy them. Today many families have been destroyed. Many families. Because no prayer. Husband and wife fighting. Brothers and sisters fighting. Family every day. It's an attack on the devil. How can we do evangelism like that? How can we witness to others like that? The battle is the battle of souls. Our goal is to preserve the souls of men. The goal is to preserve your souls. You should preserve your souls. It's to preserve your soul. Pray and ask the Lord and say, Father, my soul must be preserved. My soul must be preserved. My soul. I repent of everything. I repent of every calamity.
Last in the next 2 minutes, I want us to pray. I say, Father, the person I'm holding in my hand, I will see him in heaven. This soul will not be lost. Bible says, as iron sharpened by iron, so is the countenance of one sharpened by another. He said, Peter, the devil desired to shoot you like a wheel, but I have prayed for you. Can you say, God, I'm praying for this one in my hand.
For this one.
This one will not backslide.
He will not backslide.
The devil will not destroy his soul. The devil will not destroy his soul. God is preserved. He's
Oh,
Shut up, position of the feelings, the position of the feelings, the ability to heal the sick, the ability to heal the sick.
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat,
Oh,
want you to study to forget a little bit of your time. I never intended this. While I was ministering, the heavens opened. And I saw the angels of Lord moving. And I just moved as they move. For the amount of time there are many things I cannot do. I do not give personal prophecy, I don't have the time. But I will just pray for a set man. I told you, it's possible for you to be limited because of the kind of person you submit to. Or the kind of grace you come under. If the pastor is not growing, you will never grow. That's how it works. That's why the husbandman has to be the first partaker. It's whatever you partake of that you can partake of. If he doesn't partake of anything, you can never partake of anything. So can we pray for him? And the ministry, he will help you. Can we say, God, as he rise,
I know you like my
let God's wonder assemble your hearts.
I know you like my soul.
Let it rise. Let it rise. There is a grace that gives speed. There is a grace that gives acceptability. There is a grace that opens doors. There is such a grace. There is a grace for global relevance. These things are grace. It's an anointing. Without fighting man that God has approved. Without fighting man that God has anointed. You are wasting your time.
Just make sure your praise keep upon the servant of the Lord, that the mighty hand of the Lord will rest upon him. Go ahead and pray from the depth of your heart. You don't know the burden of ministry, the burden that he carries it for every one of you. Just go ahead and pray that the hand that has lifted him will uphold him to the end. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Prophet, I'm going to just pray one prayer for you. I'm going to be releasing the spirit of leadership. I know you're a prophet of God, but while he was ministering, I just saw an anointing came upon my left hand. I didn't know, not until you were speaking to me, that we're going to pray for you, and I knew that anointing was for you. It's a grace that I know I walk in, and by the grace of God, I'm going to be releasing that anointing. It's a strange anointing of leadership, the ability. He said that was what he has been praying for. Hallelujah. The Lord will be releasing that anointing, the anointing of leadership. It's called the spirit of leadership. We have the leadership spirit and the spirit of leadership. It's an anointing that will come upon you that you'll be able to lead men into their destiny. To lead men into their destiny. That's what God will be doing upon your life. That men, the Bible says, some men came to David in the cave of Adullam, and suddenly he trained them and they became the mighty men. Father, in the name of Jesus, I release that anointing freely you have given unto me, and I release it upon you. Let that spirit of leadership come upon you. I compel that river from within, that you will lead men even into their destiny. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you will stand even as a man, that your word will not fall to the ground. In the name of Jesus, that as feeble men will come to you, the grace and the anointing to raise them to become strange men and women of stature that will stand to represent the kingdom. I release that grace upon you now in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will stand as the prophet of God, that you will speak and declare even to the nations, and your words will not fall to the ground. In the name of Jesus, I pray that that spirit come upon you to be able to deliver men. In the name of Jesus, that grace be able to teach men in the ways of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, that grace that men will love you passionately. I release that grace, that honor, that men will honor you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Lastly, while he was praying for him, I see the Lord open more vacancy for business. Many of you are going to be going to business again. And I see many of you in business, the Lord is giving you more territory to conquer. More territory to conquer. There's going to be a expansion of business. Father, every hard ground requires an apostle. The apostolic grace breaks through hard ground. The apostolic grace has tools for function. We can never be lacking a resource. You don't kill us, we kill you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, God, may the wisdom, the power, the strength,
the unction, the utterances, and the authorization of an apostolic spirit rest upon you.
Amen.
I pray from today for the grace of relevance,
amen,
the grace for acceptability,
amen,
the grace for global influence.
Amen.
I decree upon you that from today, may you rise and men watch you grow.
Amen.
I decree and I declare that may your utterance is born with fire.
Amen.
You will speak the counsel of God and men will bow.
Amen.
I ask, O God, that from today, may the angels and the spirit that work with us to make us who we are, may they begin to work with you.
Amen.
I decree and I declare that in the courtroom, may you be recognized.
Amen.
May your voice be as universe in the spirit.
Amen.
May your spirit superimpose you.
Amen.
May from today, may things change in your life.
Amen.
I ask, O God, that every door that I've been closed in time past, I force them open.
Amen.
And every door that I've opened and closed again, I reopen them.
Amen.
I decree and I declare that whosoever bless you is blessed.
Amen.
And whosoever curse you receive complication of curses.
Amen.
From today,
amen,
may the Lord God of heaven do for you that which you never do for yourself.
Amen.
Let God send men and women that will partner with the vision.
Amen.
Let the Lord God of heaven cause the wind to blow and cause the rain to fall. And let precious stones be revealed.
Amen.
I ask that may the hidden treasures hidden in dark places be revealed unto you.
Amen.
May the Lord God give you power to make world.
Amen.
That his house may be built. For the Lord our God will prosper us, and we his servant will rise and be.
Amen.
The Lord God of heaven will prosper.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, I pray.
Amen.
Amen and amen. While I pray for you, I see you like a tree bearing fruit, and the Lord said you shall blossom again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Pastor, let me pray for you. Father, I ask, O God, upon your servant, there is an anointing that is coming upon you, and this anointing is going to create a difference in your ministry. Your ministry will be characterized with the power and the emblem of the wisdom of God. The Lord is going to release upon you what I call the compelling power. You will not even know what you will be saying, but he will keep coming. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask, O God, may you take him to the next level. I quantum leap you to another level. I ask that from today, may the things that make men relevant begin to work with you. I decree and I declare, may everyone connected to the number of your ordination begin to be connected. May they begin to locate you. Let the destiny help us apportion to ensure that the ministry thrive. From today we compel them from the north, south, east, and west. We supply unto you grace. We join faith together with you. Let everything about you begin to prosper. May your ministry begin to advance by the testimony of the transformation of the lives of men and the miracles and the signs and the wonders that God will do through your hands. Let men and women gather. Father, I release upon him the grace to pray. The grace to pray and to transcend in the spirit. As you pray in obedience, let there be transition. Let there be unveiling. May your words burn with fire. In the name of Jesus, I bless you, I bless your family. I ask, O God, that every attack of the devil, every influence of demons seeking to shut you down, is rebuked in the name of Jesus. The oven over you is open. The atmosphere over you is open. The Lord bless you and keep you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. As such, everyone under the sound of my voice, I bless you with the blessings of heaven. I ask that from today, may your life take a new shape. As many of you that are under any kind of causes and bondage, Bible says, by one man disobedience, sin came into the world. So also by one man obedience, life and righteousness and forgiveness came. Father, by the privilege of the obedience of we, the ministers here, and many of you that are aligned, may there be the strength of the Lord effective in your life. May everything you do prosper in the name of Jesus. I declare and I declare upon you, may the release of the grace for supplication, the grace for intercession, the grace to pray in the name of Jesus. I decree a new level for you in the realm of the spirit. May you grow like never before. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. And every attack and tormentor of your destiny at night, I rebuke them. May this week doors be open for you. Let there be miracles and signs and wonders for you. And may people favor you and not know why they do it. The people in the world, you are not know why they do it. The people bless you are not know why they do it. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. I'm sorry for taking much of your time.
Jam your hands together again for Jesus. Is that how you clap?
Just one.
Give glory.